with SRN News. I'm John Scott. More Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, but not enough to raise concern about the labor market or broader economy. The Labor Department reports that jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23rd. That's an increase of 12,000 from the previous week. The four-week average of claims fell by 250 to 212,000. The Colorado Republican Party is appealing the state Supreme Court's ruling banning former President Donald Trump from its primary ballot. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
Jay Sekulow, a lawyer for the party, announced the appeal on his website. Mr. Trump himself will also appeal the decision in the coming days. The Colorado Supreme Court stayed its ruling until January 4, or when an appeal is resolved with the nation's highest court. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which the Colorado court found made Mr. Trump ineligible for the presidency because it believed he violated the provision's ban on those who, quote, engaged in insurrection from holding office. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the list of security challenges keeps growing for election officials preparing for next year's vote.
Many of the concerns from 4 years ago persist. These include possible cyber attacks targeting voter registration systems or websites that report unofficial results, and the potential for equipment problems or human errors to be amplified by those seeking to undermine confidence in the outcome. New risks that have emerged include death threats directed at election workers and security breaches inside election offices. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Dow is ahead 39 points, the NASDAQ adding 23 points. This is SRN News. 2023 saw the United Methodist Church shrink faster than ever.
Congregations began quitting the denomination over its embrace of the LGBT agenda back in 2019. About 2,000 had left by the start of 2023. But this year, more than 5,600 additional churches abandoned the UMC. There's a big meeting planned in 2024 to formally finalize the schism, but one wonders if it will even be necessary. Everybody who wants to leave may be gone by then. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unprecedented show of resistance against Pope Francis, Catholic bishops in Africa, Poland, and elsewhere say they will not implement the new Vatican policy allowing the blessings of same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing it, with one bishop describing the new policy as a hidden evil. A number of observers are predicting a split in the Catholic Church over the issue. This is SRN News. A Western Colorado Republican is moving east.
2023 was a controversial year in which she was embarrassed by a video of her misbehaving with a date at a Denver musical. After a tight re-election race last year in the state's 3rd district, she appears to have a better chance in the 4th district than a more conservative part of the state. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Two higher-end models of the Apple Watch can go on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt that was ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The ITC, a federal agency, ordered the halt to block Apple from using specific technologies underpinning a blood oxygen measurement system in its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. The court's action will allow sales of the two Apple Watch models while it considers whether to reinstate the ITC order as it hears Apple's appeal. More details at SRNnews.com.